Now, John, you have from time to time been criticised, attacked is probably a better word, on the basis that you just don't care about anything or anybody. I'm sure this isn't true, but would you tell us what is the thing that you care most about?
Well, I mean, the thing, obviously, the first thing you think about is yourself and your family. So I care about them, so whoever said I didn't care about anybody's wrong for that. There's plenty of things I care about, but there's... It's you. All the things I'm known for not caring about are things that a lot of people don't care about, and it's usually, you know, a certain type of person that cares about them, and I'm one of the... You know, just things in general that aren't important to me, that seem important to other people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not a sin or a crime.
No, not suggesting...
Yeah, I know, but the people think it is, you know. Only I can't think of them because they're so general.
Yeah.
It's just that when I come across them, I realise that I don't care about them because I've never thought of them before, you know.
Okay. Tell us a bit about your home, where you live now, John. How big is the house and what sort of area does it cover?
Well, it's in what they call the stockbroker area, and everybody thinks you move pop stars. I don't know what other pop stars move into places like that for. I moved in because it was about the third house I looked at and I had to get out of a flat quick. And I didn't care where it was, as long as it was somewhere quite quiet.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to live in London, but I wouldn't risk it till it's really quiet and down.
How big, in fact, is the house you're in?
It's quite big. It had a lot of bedrooms, but it said it had about 10 when I got in there, but they called anything a bedroom, you know.
Yeah.
It's probably got about 6 now. It's 3 floors, though. It's quite big.
Did you change it a lot inside?
Actually, I knocked the whole inside out, practically. Yeah. I didn't mean to. I meant to just get in and live for 5 years till the sort of fan fever settled down and then sort of go out looking properly, because I could hardly look at houses, never mind living it.
Oh,
yeah. It seemed massive when I walked in, but it gets smaller as you get used to it. But I only realise how big it is when I go home again to Liverpool or visit any relations and realise the size of the house compared with it. But it feels like a normal house now.
I
can't find enough room for it. I need more rooms for more instruments and things like that. I've got one room that's blue, green and some other colour, I don't know. I just painted it myself with about 14 guitars in it, 20 pianos, organs, tape recorders and everything. The next room's full of those racing cars. The next room's got a desk in where I write and draw. And the next room's got one-armed bandits and football games and all those things. You put tanners in. So I go up there and sort of play about there. And the rest of the house is normal, you see. So it's almost...
Yeah, nearly
like
there.
It, but it's
nearly there.
It's not big enough, you see. I'd need a giant place.
Yeah. What about the... I don't know whether it is the latest car that you've acquired. You seem to have had a string of cars, but the big black job, John.
Oh, that Rolls. Well, when I first got the original Rolls, I couldn't drive. Well, I hadn't passed my test. I never bothered, because I wasn't very interested in it anyway, driving. But when all the others passed, I thought I'd better do it. Or I'd just sort of get left. So I got the first Rolls, and it sort of used to be embarrassing sitting in a Rolls. You know, you draw up. People think I've got black windows to hide completely. Well, it's partly that, and also because it's good when you're coming home late at night and it's still if it's daylight when you're coming in, it's dark inside. The guy just shut all the windows and you're still in the club.
But you've had the whole thing black, haven't you, John?
All of it's black. The wheels are black, and the only thing still normal is the radiator, which they wouldn't do black at the time, but I quite like it silver now.
But is it all inside?
Inside is black carpet. And there's a...
The black windows, I understand, but why did you have everything else black?
Because I like black, you know, and if I've got to make a choice of colours, either in a hurry or one that I know I'm going to be, I can live with, I can always, it saves me thinking about another colour scheme.
Yeah.
And I'm always comfortable if it's black, you see. I don't mind if it's black.
Here's a point. When you came round to visit us in our studios the other day, John, you parked, or somebody parked the Rolls right out there in the middle of a parking meter, no parking belt, and it was just left and it was fine and you came out and went away. Do you think that this is a sort of passport to anywhere, a Rolls? I mean,
it is a bit of a passport. You see, you get some policemen that'll sort of keep, you know, sort of shut their eyes a bit if they see a roll, especially a big black one, you know, which is quite a good advantage sometimes. But also you get the other type of policeman that's got it in for anybody that, you know, capitalist thingy, isn't that?
Yes.
You know, so he'll pick on you just because you are in a big car, you know. So even though, you know, they don't know the bias, but their attitude is, even though they have got a Rolls, I don't care who it is, you know.
Well, do you have any kind of, you just threw in this capitalist bit, I know, flippantly, do you have any kind of political leanings at all?
I have, you know, but I can never place what they are. You know what I mean? I can go on
about it.
They don't
fit into any party line.
They're not any party line I've heard of yet. I don't object to people inheriting money or having a big lot of money. I never did. Mm. But I do object to people being stony broke and starving, you know.
What about sort of feelings and attitudes as a father, John? I mean, obviously you could afford to give your son any kind of education you would choose. Will you in fact do that, do you think, or would you like to leave a lot of it to him?
Obviously you've got to choose his school up to his
14.
Well, I've worked out, I would never send him to a public school because just of the snob value that he'd be snobbish to people that didn't go, but the people there would also be snobbish to him because of what I am. Mm. So I'm not going to let him go through that. Mm. If I send him to an ordinary school, just an ordinary day school or a grammar school, if he was at a grammar school, his father would be that much richer than most of the people there, that he's bound to get, you know, some
difficulty there,
and because of what I am. So the only school I worked out would be best for him for till he's 12 is the French school, that one where they teach him in French.
Lycée, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I can't never remember the name of it. So there I reckon he'd, if it's like it, it's, I've been told, you know, you get all nationalities, all colours. Mm. I think that's the most sort of classless school I can think
of. Yeah, but beyond that, would you give him complete freedom of choice or would you try to direct him at all?
I don't know, you see. I can't imagine. I'm trying not to do all the things I disliked, but not all of them, because some of the things I disliked did happen. They were right at the time, even though I was so annoyed.
Can you think of an example?
It's a joke in the family now, but I still do, you know, don't, you know, the guitar's all right for a hobby. That's the big thing. It's quite, but it won't earn you any money. Yeah. Now, I know that I always keep thinking that I should have, you know, I was obviously musical from very early. Mm. And I just wonder why nobody ever did anything about it. Because maybe because they couldn't afford it.
Let's sort of confine it to this then, John. If your son, when he got to a reasonable sort of age, I mean, early teens, felt very strongly that he wanted to do anything at all, would you encourage him?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Well, I would, yeah. The only thing, I'd hope it was something like I like, but I know that I've got to not do that. Mm. You know, I mean, I'm already sort of, get on that piano, he's on his tour. Yeah. When he gets on, I mean, he does it himself and all that kind of thing, but I don't know whether all kids are 2.5 do. Obviously, he's going to be a bit influenced because there's music.
Sure.
My kind of music on all the time at home. Yeah. And I think I'm just turning out like all other parents, you see.
Obviously.
But I try and think about it when he's not there. I try and be rational.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do it all right, but I suppose I'll just turn out the same. Yeah. And I'm going to try not to, you know. At least I'm thinking about it now.
But with that much experience behind you now, would you like to have more children?
Yeah, I'd just, as many as come, you know, let them roll out, I say.
Yes?
I like large families, the idea of it.
Good, fine. John, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.